Radio Free America out in the North Atlantic goes on the air. It's now 12:24, September 19th, 1973. Silence is a key broken by an AM radio station at 1160 on the dial, 10,000 watt station, reaching the East Coast of the United States. This is Paul McIntyre, and we'll open our first message with a petition to the living God. Our Father and our God, we thank you that Jesus Christ controls the sea. He is the Almighty God, thou didst send him to redeem a people who were lost. Now as we come to preach thy word, stand for freedom and truth and righteousness, and thank you that thou hast made it possible in the high seas for this to be done. We pray thee, O God, that thy word is forever settled in heaven, and that they that go down to the sea and ship, they that do business in great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in you. We commit this ship into thy service. We ask victories may be won in the hearts of the American people, in the Congress of the United States, and that the right to free speech, the free exercise of religion, a free radio, and a free press may be maintained and returned to the American people. Forgive us, O Lord. Deliver us from the threatenings that we hear. And may our blessed Lord be honored, souls be saved, and America delivered from her confusion and her death. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Paul McIntyre speaking to you from the North Atlantic, Radio Free America, just on the air, 2 minutes. Our first text will be 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14.